freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Inside hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll talk to you about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes at right here at Free Talk Live. Here till again, 10 o'clock. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We're definitely excited about the Free State Project, as we're both members.
Yes, and we're planning to go, we're planning our little adventure to go up there and check out the state.
Exactly.
Here in the near future.
Yes. So, again, anything goes on this show, political, personal, whatever you want to talk about. Although, Manwich, if people don't call in, we have to bring stuff up. So, last hour we talked about the FCC. This hour, let's get into a little eminent domain abuse. What's going on?
Well, it's here in the near future. The Supreme Court is going to be hearing the Kelo versus New London case.
Okay.
Let me read this article.
It's Kelo, like kilo of cocaine?
Not 100% sure how it's pronounced.
Okay.
I just have it written here. I would say that's probably Kelo, just a guess. It's a really well-written article, so I'll read it for you. Suzette Kelo dreamed of owning a home that looked out over the water. She purchased and lovingly restored her little pink house where the Thames River meets Long Island Sound in 1997. Now, this is New London, so, of course, they have their own Thames River, just making it clear.
Okay.
And it was has enjoyed the great view from its windows ever since. The Deary family, down the street from Suzette, has lived in Fort Trumbull since 1895. Matt Deary and his family live next door to his mother and father, whose parents purchased their house when William McKinley was president. The richness and vibrancy of this neighborhood reflects the American ideal of community and the dream of home ownership. Tragically, the city of New London is turning that dream into a nightmare. In 1998, pharmaceutical giant Pfizer built a plant next to Fort Trumbull, and the city determined that someone else could make better use of the land than the Fort Trumbull residents.
Who've been there for decades upon decades upon decades.
Some over 100 years. Obviously not each individual resident, but families have owned them.
So much for private property rights, huh, Manwich?
Well, we'll go into it after I finish this article.
All right.
Okay, yeah, eminent domain's quite an issue. The city handed over its power of eminent domain, the ability to take private property for public use, to the New London Development Corporation.
That sounds just a little bit unconstitutional.
Oh, it is.
So you can just hand over your power.
It is.
Here you go.
A private body.
You can take anyone's property you want.
This New London Development Corporation is a private body to take the entire neighborhood for private development. As the Fort Trumbull neighbors found out, when private entities wield government's awesome power of eminent domain and can justify taking property with the nebulous claim of economic development, all homeowners are in trouble.
No doubt.
Yeah. So, anyway,
luckily, it hasn't happened to me or you yet, Manwich, but it's only luck.
It's going to be
as to why.
February the 22nd, the Kelo case will be argued before the United States Supreme Court.
Really?
And apparently there's going to be vigils and protests all over the United States that hoping to get some press coverage so that the justices, in fact, see that America cares about this issue.
Damn right. Anyone who's come close to being in contact with this issue will start to care about it. Unfortunately,
yeah.
There's a lot of people that don't even know what eminent domain is.
Well,
and
eminent domain is constitutional.
And that's a problem, in my opinion. That's one of the faults with the Constitution, I think.
Well,
because I don't think there's ever a justification. I mean, the point of it was to... did you find it in there?
I don't know exactly where it is.
The point of it in the Constitution was only for the public good.
Well, it has
only
to be,
in extreme cases.
Basically, it has to be good for all people. Like, it has to be good for everybody. It has to be for use by everybody.
Even that right there, though, even that right there is tough to justify. I mean, what they're saying, what the
if it was a road, that would be one thing, you know.
Well, what the townships are saying, though, what the townships are saying here is that this will be good for everybody if we tear down all these houses and put up this shopping mall.
It's
because, and in this case it's something else, but if we put up this shopping mall, then people will be able to, you know, participate in commerce, and that'll help the economy. That'll be good for everyone. I mean, the government can easily make an argument like that in any one of these cases.
Well, it has to be for the public,
I agree with it.
For the public use, not for the public good.
Everyone can go to a shopping mall.
And everyone, at the very least, everyone could go to a shopping mall, but it benefits the individual proprietors.
Certainly.
If it was a park, that'd be a different story.
No, I don't think that's a different story.
I don't think it should be a park.
I don't go to parks.
Saying it's a different story.
I don't go to parks, and I have to pay for them around here. I looked at the budget once just to see in this area of Florida that we're in how many millions of dollars are being lavished on the public parks, the government-run parks. It's tremendous. It's
yeah,
a good
a
chunk of the education budget. And they're just parks. They just sit there. Now and then, you know, the guy goes around with his little trash tool that picks up the trash on the ground, but that's pretty much all the maintenance that they need. I understand they need a little bit more on top of that, but let the people who go to them pay for them. And another big issue is beaches. I don't go to the damn beach. But I live here on the sun coast of Florida, and so my tax dollars are going to pay for these beaches. Let the damn tourists pay 50 cents every time they want to go to the beach. That would more than cover the cost of the beach.
They do
if it was run
many,
by a private interest.
Many communities require you to pay for parking at the beach. So
right.
They probably do it that way. I don't like the idea. I like the idea of being able to park for free at the beach.
I think that's a fine idea, in which case I think we need to sell the beaches to private interests and allow a free market in beaches. And if somebody wants to have a public beach where everybody can come there and park for free and it's supported by advertising, great.
That's a terrible idea.
Why?
Why?
Are you? What's wrong with that?
Because what do you think is going to happen to those beaches if you sell them all to the public beaches, if you sell them to private interests? What has happened to all the private beaches? Are people setting up competing beaches?
Well, it's not completely privatized, so of course not. Not yet. But I don't see why they wouldn't. How could you possibly set up a competing beach in today's day and age when the government gives it for free, when you have access for free because of the government beaches? Who the hell wants to compete with that?
Is all it would be done is turn every all of them would be turned into condominiums, man. That's it. Condominiums. People would own the beach, and no one would ever be able to go to it. Because why? Because you don't want to pay some pittance for taxes for it? Sorry, man. That's one of the reasons why people don't like libertarianism.
Because they're communists, I guess, right?
No,
because
they're
what
not
you're talking
communists.
About is communism.
No, they're not, man. They want to go to the frickin' beach.
The government ownership.
They want to be able to go to the beach,
government
man.
Ownership
Can you address
of property?
The problem?
Yeah, here's the damn problem. It's government ownership of the property, and you put it up for auction. If so many damn people want to go to the beach, why don't they form a collective and buy up the property for themselves and then let people come on their beach? If people really want to go to the beach that bad, then why won't they compete with these people that want the other people that want to buy the property?
What's going to happen? Possibly there will be one beach every 50 miles.
Okay.
And that beach will be ridiculously expensive
mm-hmm.
because it has to be able to... That
well,
piece
if there's
of land
a demand for beach... Okay, you're telling me there's a demand,
millions
right?
and millions of dollars of property value.
You're telling me there's a demand for people to go to the beach?
Yes.
Okay. If there's
Have
a
you
demand,
ever been out on,
man,
on the beach?
Do you understand how the market works? If there's a demand, someone will supply it. So even if a damn condo gets built, some of those condo owners are going to say, I've got people banging down my door wanting to come to my beach. Maybe I should charge them 50 cents a pop, and then they can come on my beach. There's going to be competition, because people want to go to the beach. The market will answer, Manwich. You're just so stuck in your old ways, you just can't envision how it would work. I can't envision how it would work, but there's one possible vision for you. Condominium owner says, there's money to be made in this here beach. Not just for my condos. 1-800-259-92. Can't you see that happening?
Yeah, that does seem like
Thank you. 800-25-C. You just have to open your mind, man. Just step out of the box.
Stick it in your...
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. I'm Eminent Domain. More on it coming up.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything you want. You can log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there, and we have got dozens of ladies who have sent us their picture. They want to show off that they listen to the show, and we want to show them off. So that's the point of the Shrine.
Yep.
To prove that Free Talk Live does have women listening, and as a matter of fact, when ladies call in, they get preference on the phone. So if there's four guys on hold and they all want to get on the air, a lady calls in, she goes on first. It's that simple. 1-800-259-9231, talking about eminent domain. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And Karl Marx. I mean Manwich. So, do we resolve the beach thing satisfactorily? Can you start to see how that might actually work?
Hmm.
Hmm.
I'm not exactly sure, but go ahead.
Yeah, it would work. Anyway, so what's going on is in New London, Connecticut, the government is looking at throwing a whole neighborhood of people out of their homes, raising the land, raising their houses, and building, what, private company is going to be building some sort of factory there? What was it that they were going to do?
Some kind of private development.
Anyway, some private development going to pop up in its place, and the allegation is that, well, it's economic, it's got economic benefits. It's going to help the community. Well, no, you're putting people out of their homes, and not that it really matters whether you've been in the home for 100 years, which one family had been in their home for literally decades upon decades.
Right, 1895.
Right. That doesn't really matter to me much how long they've been there. It just makes it more a tug at the heartstrings.
Yeah.
I think it's just as bad if a family's been there for 1 year, because it's their home.
They own it.
Well, allegedly. But this proves my point that you don't really own your property in today's America. If you're subject to have your property taken away at the whim of politicians, you don't really own it. You're just kind of hanging out there for a little while until someone deems
it. It's not even the whim of politicians in this case. The politicians just gave up their rights of their
powers of eminent
domain. Well,
sure they did. They're getting something from it. Because the politicians could protect their constituents, and they could say, what are you talking about when this company comes in there? What? You want us to use eminent domain to throw our constituents out on their ass so you can build a factory? Now, I'm all for private enterprise.
Me too.
But this isn't private enterprise.
No.
This is private private enterprise going into the government and using them as a tool to get what they want.
Coercion.
If private enterprise can't come into this neighborhood and buy out every single one of these property owners with big bucks, then they need to go find another plot of land somewhere.
Yep.
It just seems so sensible to me. So hopefully the Supreme Court's going to see it in the same light. The Supreme Court.
I hope so, too.
This is going to the Supreme Court, you said, what, sometime the end of this month? Towards the end of this month?
February the 22nd.
And then, of course, they don't rule right away, so it probably
it takes a little while.
Right.
But
probably going to be a little while before.
What's happening on February the 22nd is lots of people are getting out and having protests and getting together with other people and having vigils, all in hopes of getting some kind of attention of the United States Supreme Court to let them know that Americans really care about this issue. Because this is it. I mean, you know, there's... This is very high up there on, this is a major right.
It's fundamental.
It is fundamental.
Actually, Michael Badnarik, in his book, It's Good to Be King, he makes the claim, and I think it's well-founded, that all of your rights come from your ability to own property. Your ability to control the things that you own is where your rights are derived from. If you don't have the right to own property, you got nothing. I mean, they can take everything from you.
Yeah.
If they can take your property... You've got nothing to your name.
Not even the gun
that
you happen to be holding.
Right. Well, I mean, the gun is supposed to be so you can defend your damn property.
Yeah.
From encroaching government forces.
Yeah.
This is going to be... The Supreme Court is looking at some huge cases. We've got this one, the eminent domain case, which is still to come. However, we just got through the Supreme Court looking at a states' rights case with the medical marijuana issue.
Right.
Now, they're done looking at that. They haven't actually come out with the decision yet. That's coming down the pipe at some point. Could be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Could be 3 more weeks. We may find out that the Supreme Court has decided to suspend states' rights. Or we may find out that they've decided to uphold states' rights. Which
Free Talk Live, your Supreme Court watchdog.
Man, normally there's kind of meaningless cases in front of the Supreme Court. I mean, you don't really hear very much about them. They're busy doing something every day, right? They must be hearing cases.
Sure, they must be working.
So I'm sure there's some cases flowing through there that just don't have as wide of an appeal or as wide of an importance. This is huge. I mean, if the Supreme rules in favor of the government, and it's the group of citizens versus the government, is that right, in front of the Supreme Court?
Kello is one of the names. I guess they're the one hearing it, and then at that point the precedent's set. So it's Kello versus New London.
It's the government of the town versus one of the residents.
Right.
It's probably a coalition of residents. If they rule in the favor of the government, that is going to... isn't that frightening? It's going to really just justify any example of... any instance... of eminent domain that these thugs want to use around the country.
It's justified, you don't own your property anymore.
Yeah.
Once they rule for New London, in this case, You don't own your property
anymore.
It's been
going on. I mean, to be fair, it's been going on. People's property has been taken from them at gunpoint by the government for years now.
Not to this level.
But this must be the first time it's ever gone in front of the Supreme Court. You see, the government has this kind of technique of, well, let's just do it and see if we can get away with it.
Yeah.
And then, maybe no one will take us to court over it. Well, eventually someone takes them to court, finally, in this case, now, and becomes an issue, and now we're going to find out what's going to happen. This is going to be a record-setting year either for the advancement of government over private individuals or the advancement of our individual rights over the government. And unfortunately, if you look at prior Supreme Court rulings, you don't get a real good feeling, or at least I don't.
Scares me, too.
Yeah, I've got a bit of an upset feeling in my stomach over this one.
Yeah. For all you God-fearing folks, it's time to pray because this could be it. You know?
Well, it really is.
If they take away the property, the eminent domain, the right to own property, if they take away that, in this case, New London or Kello versus New London, that's it.
Well, add on, don't forget, I mean, that's not the end of the story. Add on to that this nationalistic insanity that we have around this country where you've got a president who's basically a fascist. He's putting forth the Social Security plan. It's going to even more nationalize it's going to nationalize industry in this country, which is frightening. If he really was a small government conservative, which he's not, he would be proposing the abolishment of Social Security.
He wouldn't get anywhere with it.
Why not?
How are you going to pass it?
Well, you start talking about it. Nobody's talking about it except for Free Talk Live, Manwich.
It's true.
We're the only people in this nation.
But he would ruin his credibility.
No, he wouldn't.
Sure,
because it's easy to... If he wanted to, he could destroy the credibility of Social Security, what little it has left. He's a damn president. He could call a press conference and say, you know what? You guys have been scammed for the past, 70 years? How long has it been around for? 60, 70 years?
More than that. It came around in the 30s.
You guys have been scammed for all of this time. Here's how it really works. You don't think he would automatically gain incredible support from people all over the country? He's the damn president of the United States talking about it. Obviously, the Democrats are going to like throw up their arms and they're going to freak out about it. But if he really was a small government conservative, he'd come out and say it. He'd call a press conference and reveal that it's all been a game. We've been stealing your money, and now we're going to give it back to you. Now I want to give it back to you, but he's not. Instead, he's going to give your money. Oh, well, you get to volunteer in. Then he's going to give it to certain private companies, select private companies, which means the private companies will be controlled by government. Oh, my gosh. We're coming back with more Free Talk Live.
You've heard about POS from BioWox International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll talk to you again. Personal, political, whatever's on your mind. You want to rant about something? Are you tired of the government destroying your rights? Because it's happening on a weekly basis, if not daily basis. And don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show, right there on the front page of the site. Easy to get a hold of. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just grab them right there at freetalklive.com on the house. So we're talking about this Supreme Court case. Supreme Court's going to be hearing a case about eminent domain. And I don't know the last time this was brought up in front of the Supreme Court, if it ever has been. It's going to be a record-setting, a very important case. It's going to set some serious precedent in either a pro-liberty direction or a pro-government direction. Because government is the
These are big ones.
Yeah. You've got this case. You've got the case about medical marijuana and states' rights, which is going to be tremendous. And actually, last night when we got off the air with Johnson here in the studio, we kind of all bantered about, you know, moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and what we're going to attempt to do up there, and that is we're going to be, I mean, there's some very interesting plans in the works for New Hampshire. I mean, some of the Free Staters have some real, real creative concepts, and one of those concepts was to basically pass a law that says if you work for the federal government, especially in a, like a law enforcement capacity, you need to ask permission before you come into the state. Like, you need to call the local sheriff's department or whatever and ask their permission to come in. Make sure they know where you are at all times.
That's not going to make a lot of friends with the feds.
Or, even better, just ban them completely from the state. Well, I mean, we're talking about doing, like, crazy stuff like
what
that.
What about all the federal bureaucrats that we need to deal with on a regular basis?
Like what?
I don't know.
How many federal bureaucrats do you deal with?
Post office?
Oh, geez, the damn post office. All right, it's constitutional. We could make an exemption for them.
Okay.
But I don't like the post office, and if there's some way that we could...
awful.
If there's some way that we could, you know, open up competition to that. And, you know, the problem with the post office is they're legislated a monopoly. And I don't just mean that they're called for in the Constitution. There was a law passed in the late 1800s mm-hmm. that says that the post office is the only organization that can deal with mail underneath a dollar.
I would say that there's probably it's probably not economically feasible to deliver mail that like the low end mail, the bulk mail, and all that stuff.
It's probably not, and that's probably why they get subsidies. However,
I mean, the UPS doesn't get a check from the government every year in order to deliver mail. The post office is always in the red. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll admit to you that the post office is a government run organization, and
they're semi-private.
Semi-private organization that has no need to be profitable and is therefore not very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So a business would do the job better, but I don't know if a business could even do it right.
If there was a demand for it, the business would do it right. The business
They'd
would
do
get
it right.
Done.
They would do it right
it may
at
be a
the
little
right
more
cost.
Well, okay, it may be a little more costly, but probably in the long run, I mean, if we could really see the cost of the post office, which we can,
right,
then maybe we'd be able to analyze this a little bit better. Because when you slap a 37-cent stamp on an envelope and send it through the mail, it feels like it's not that bad of a deal. I mean, you're paying 37 cents, it's getting across town or getting over to another state or whatever. but you're not seeing the different subsidies that this post office is getting. I mean, the millions of taxpayer dollars that are being funneled into this organization. On top of that, they don't have to pay rent. I mean, the post office is... They can't make it into the black, and they have none of the expenses that their competitors have. The buildings that the post office is in, unless there's some post office... I'm talking about the main locations. I'm not talking about the little window at your local pharmacy. I'm talking about the main post office locations. Federal buildings, federal property, no rent. They might have to pay electricity or something like that, but the overhead's virtually nothing. I mean, as far as the actual operating of the building goes. So where's all this? I mean, the money's going somewhere. It's going to make up for the inefficient, totally inept bureaucracy. I mean, you made the point once, man, which you sent a letter across town here in Tampa Bay, and it took them, 9 days to get what would have taken you 20 minutes to walk there?
Yeah, I think it was 9 days. Yeah. It might have been... Yeah, it seemed like. Every time I tell the story, it gets longer.
I saw some story on the internet the other night where a gentleman sent off some letter to somebody somewhere, ended up that his destination, the person wasn't there, or it somehow had to get bounced back, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the return to sender kind of thing.
Yes.
It took a year to come back to him.
Whoa. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's 37 cents to send a letter, makes it seem like a deal, but you're not factoring in the millions of dollars that are going in there. So after you factor in all that, maybe it comes out to about a dollar for something like that.
If the guy had to have his letter returned, at least you can sort of understand, like, it's the unusual situation, mm-hmm. and that's why it took a year to get his letter.
No, there's no understanding.
But at least you can see that. The letter that I was sending was addressed properly, had the zip code on it. And I could have walked there in 15 minutes.
Right.
I could have walked there.
Yeah.
And they still couldn't get it there in 9 days. What ended up happening was the guy who owned the radio station that I was managing at the time called up the advertiser that we were sending the bill to. And, the advertiser, as a matter of fact, it wasn't me that sent the letter. They sent the letter. And we got it, and it was postmarked 9 days, days previous.
There's another example of how bad the post office is. I mean, it interferes with business. When the bill doesn't arrive on time, then everybody's got an excuse as to why they can't pay it. Oh, I can't pay your credit card bill, Visa. I didn't get it this month. Must be lost in the mail somewhere. Can you give me an extension? You know, it's interfering with business. Whereas if we got rid of the post office, and then every single little piece of first class mail would have to be sent via UPS or FedEx, you'd have a guaranteed delivery date for everything. I mean, they could still do a slow version of delivery, like I just shipped a few packages for some of my eBay buyers today, mm-hmm. and I use the cheapest FedEx to send, which is FedEx Ground. It doesn't hit an airplane at any point. It's always on the ground, and it takes a little bit longer, but it's more affordable. And there's no reason why there wouldn't be something like that for letters, like an ultra-low rate. But then you could still get online and do some tracking. You know, you could see where your letter to grandma is at any given time. They guarantee that it's going to be there by a certain date.
Yeah.
There'd be no more excuses as far as the checks in the mail. It would increase productivity so much for us to get rid of the post office. The excuses would be gone.
I would love to get rid of the post office. I think it's pointless.
There's plenty of damn competition out there.
It was one thing when California and Missouri were separated by 1,000 miles of wasteland,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the mail had to be delivered that way. Now, it's pointless. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
The post
it's
office
just
is
another
a dinosaur
government,
that needs
yeah,
to be...
It's just another
away.
Government bureaucracy that is completely a waste of time.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for that law that prevented anyone else from getting in the game, you know there'd be something popping up. You know there would. I mean, it's hard to envision it right now, as far as it's hard to imagine that someone would carry a letter somewhere for a dollar, but if there's enough volume, couldn't they make money on that?
Oh, they would, for a dollar, I think that, yes, they would deliver the mail for a dollar apiece.
Right.
Absolutely.
Maybe 50 cents.
Well, the thing is it's illegal to...
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
They can't compete with the post office, even if they wanted to.
Right. But at a dollar,
against the law. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything. And speaking of paying people, let's talk about the minimum wage next. This is Free Talk Live.
this is Tasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Your show. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Plus, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Grab the updates. Just go sign up. It's real quick. Takes maybe a minute or two. It's secure. It's Yahoo. So if you trust Yahoo, then you won't have any problem with this. And we'll send you emails anytime there's any news about the show. Any updates, anything that we need to announce goes out first on the updates list at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So, Manwich, do you want to talk about the minimum wage?
Sure.
Well, this from the NCPA, the National Center for Policy Analysis. And this is actually something we brought up before on this show.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge issue because so many people don't understand it, I think. I know I didn't understand it before maybe a year or two ago. I mean, what could possibly be bad about paying people more, right?
It's good. It's good to pay people more, right?
Yeah, it sounds so sensible. I mean, why not make it $20 an hour?
Sure.
That's when you get to thinking.
Hmm.
That's the question that got me thinking, at least, about this issue. And this one from, again, the National Center for Policy Analysis. You want to comment, you want to interrupt the show, bring up a different topic, do it at 800-259-9231. The concept of a minimum wage seems straightforward. If we believe the wages of some workers are too low, we should pass a law requiring those wages to be higher. What could be simpler? The problem is that increasing the minimum wage may make some people better off, but others will be harmed. Experience proves that the minimum wage hurts more people than it helps. Believe it or not.
Well, every buck they raise it, 1% of the population loses work.
It's actually probably a little bit worse than that correlation.
Okay.
But you've got the right idea. For every percentage increase, a certain percentage loses work.
I see.
A bill to raise, and they'll probably give us some of those numbers here in a moment because there's a lot of numbers here. A bill to raise minimum hourly pay is introduced in every meeting of Congress. The current proposal would immediately raise the federal minimum wage from $5.15 to $5.85. And by the way, here in the state of Florida, it's been raised now. We're now a dollar over the federal level. I think we're at $6.15 here in Florida.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
And then this current bill that's in Congress, after it raises it to $5.85 immediately, 1 year later we'll raise it to $6.45, and then after 2 years it'll be up to $7. Who are minimum wage workers? Age and education are the two most basic determinants of a wage a worker can command in the employment market. Young people generally have less experience and maturity and are usually not productive enough to demand a very high wage, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
They're not productive enough. That's funny.
The bulk of minimum wage workers are under age 25 with a very limited education. In 2002, half of all workers earning the minimum wage were under age 25, and one-fourth were between the ages of 16 and 19. One-third of all minimum wage workers had less than a high school diploma. Three-fifths of minimum wage employees worked only part-time, and many were students or others living in homes with high family incomes.
So two-thirds did have a high school diploma or better?
Yeah, I guess so.
Holy crap. That's terrible. Go ahead.
Workers earning little more than the minimum wage are a relatively small subset of the total workforce, assuming that business owners are not otherwise affected by increased labor costs and maintain the same number of workers and number of hours worked. The Employment Policy Foundation predicts that increasing the minimum wage to $5.90 would cover 1.7 million hourly workers, 37% of whom are 16 to 19-year-old teenagers. Increasing it to $6.65 would raise the wage rates for another 4.1 million workers for a total of 5.8. And altogether, 53.6 to 57.4% of workers covered by increases would be under age 25. And it's important
You've
to
even
remember,
lost me.
I know, I'm lost too. Minimum wage jobs are not insignificant. They're the first rung on the employment ladder for most workers. The experienced workers gain in some simple skills.
I worked for minimum wage at one point.
So, as did I, very quickly. And then I got a raise.
Yeah.
As showing, the experienced workers gain in such simple skills as such showing up on time, learning to follow instructions, and how to interact with customers are critical to success in life. And I'll tell you a real life story here. We know a young man. He's been on the air on this show briefly here in the Tampa Bay area. He's probably 17 years old. He had one job, I guess, working for a grocery store here in the Tampa Bay area a little while back. And then he got a gig over at McDonald's. Now, actually, McDonald's pays more than a minimum wage to start. That's because here in Tampa Bay, that's because the fast food industry is pretty competitive here, and they're all competing for as many employees as they can get. But he doesn't have the ability to, you know, follow instructions that well. He doesn't have the ability, apparently, to have enough responsibility to come to work every day. He's one of the kinds of people who will call in sick, like a lot of kids do. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to take the day off.
I don't feel good.
I'm sorry, boss. I'm under the weather today. You know, I never did that when I was working. Never did that.
I know you didn't. But I'd still say that I worked with you for a long time at the radio station, and I don't think you ever missed a day of work.
No, not even when I had I had lost my voice. I still came in and did the show. I was answering phones. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's because, you know, I'm dedicated, and that's why I'm worth more than the minimum wage. But somebody who can't show up on time, why the hell would you want to pay someone like that $20 an hour? Why would you want to pay them $10 an hour? You're trying to do a business.
Yeah.
You're trying to put together a product for people to come and consume or a service for people to take advantage of, and
nobody's helping me.
Nobody
here
can come to show up on time. They're coming in drunk. They're coming in. You name the problem. There's plenty of problematic workers out there, and that's why you start certain positions at the minimum wage. You can find out who's worth the money and who's not, and cut those people who aren't worth it if they're not changing their ways, and bring someone else in and try them out. And maybe they'll work out, in which case you give them a raise to keep them around, because otherwise your competitor's going to get them. We'll analyze the minimum wage a little bit more when we come back. And your calls as well at 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com. Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Hey, I have lost over 40 pounds now with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, and I'll tell you, it has made a huge difference in my life. Carla Jarrett's with me from Vim and Vigor. One of the things I wanted to mention was a few months ago, my doctor had been concerned about my blood pressure. I went back, you know, and this was like 40 pounds later, and my blood pressure was the lowest I could ever remember it being, and they just looked at it and went, oh, that's good.
We actually find that a lot. I mean, obviously there's no drug in Collagenate, but as people take it and they're losing weight, of course, things like blood pressure improve, cholesterol improves, diabetics do very well because it's a protein supplement. The nice thing with Collagenate is it's safe to take, and then, of course, those conditions tend to improve.
Right, because of the weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
So call and order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. I've lost 40 pounds. My blood pressure's lower. My energy level is through the roof. Call 1-800-622-8446 to order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. 1-800-622-THIN. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. 1-800-622-8446.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. And you can take control, bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to log on to freetalklive.com and take advantage of our live streaming, if you'd so like. We've got it right there for you. High quality. We also have some of our affiliates offering the lower quality streams as well. So should be a size for everyone at freetalklive.com. Talking about the minimum wage, something that a lot of people just don't understand. They think it sounds like a great idea, and on the surface, it does sound like a great idea. But once you do even a little bit of digging, you start to figure out that it's just another game that the politicians are playing to get votes.
Mickey Mouse economics.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Here's one thing I was thinking about is the minimum wage only affects the workers. Like, for instance, if you did away with minimum wage, it would only affect the workers that are, in fact, working for $5.15 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it wouldn't have. Once you get $5.16 an hour, that's it, man. The free market is gone into play. You are now worth more than minimum wage.
Right. But everybody's wage would probably drop.
What's that?
Eventually. Everyone's wage would most likely drop if we did get rid of the minimum wage, because it's artificially inflating our dollar.
I don't think that deflation would occur.
It wouldn't be immediate.
I don't think it would occur, period.
Really?
I don't know. Because the reason is inflation currently, if under our current system with the fiat dollar the way it is the inflation occurs quickly enough, I think it would just catch up. I don't think that anyone would see any
Maybe
market
so.
Difference.
Maybe so. It's possible, though. It's possible that you, if you got rid of the minimum wage, and eventually, you know, they decide to hire the burger flippers in at $3 an hour, and then they could lower the cost of their burgers, and it could happen.
It
but
could
I see
happen.
What you're saying. I think there's a real strong
and
argument for what
no
you're saying.
No one would be caught in a dead end position anymore. You wouldn't be able to get caught in the minimum wage trap, which
uh-huh.
is I work for minimum wage. That's what I get.
Right.
You know, you're not able to get caught in that anymore because. You suck so bad that you're going to stay at minimum wage, then the wage will go down. Once it's disappeared, mm-hmm. the wage, you know, you'll go down to whatever you're worth. And therefore, people will move around to get to that right job.
They'll want to get
be right for them because they can't afford to stay at a job that would, you know, pay them $3 an hour or
whatever. Yeah, instead of having the government prop them up artificially and prop up their lack of ability, they'll have a real incentive to learn a trade. They'll have a real incentive to stay with, you know, one organization if they like their job. I mean, if you don't like your job, then go. Then leave. Go find something else. But yeah, like you're saying, there's people that just kind of hop around from job to job, just collecting the minimum wage. Anyway, minimum wage jobs, about 90% of workers hired at minimum wage actually earn more than the minimum after 1 year, according to the BLS. The 10% that doesn't, they probably really suck. And their job is really desperate for people. You know, 90%, that's a huge number. A number I've seen elsewhere is that something like 94-97% of the primary wage earner in a given household is earning more than the minimum wage. So most people that are earning the minimum wage are indeed the young or the extremely old who just need like an extra job or something like that. The main person in the house, whether it be the woman or the male,
mm-hmm.
you know, the head of the household, the one who's pulling in the most cash,
mm-hmm.
they're getting more than the minimum wage. There's not really an epidemic of people being paid the minimum wage in this in this country. And again, it's just a total lack, it's total economic ignorance for people that support the minimum wage. And if you support it, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live says abolish it. This is your show. Take control.
If you're tired.